This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Pachenik.com. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you giving us all this time. In the 4 or 5 minutes we have left, I mean, the question I was getting into is, I guess, a little esoteric, but who is in command of the left? Why do they go out of their way to destroy themselves? I don't get self-destruction at that level. And what do you expect them to do in this election? What should we be watching for in closing?
Basically, you've got nobody in command of this left. What's happening is basically a conglomerate of ineffectual people who had an ideology that once was vibrant for them. But you have a Soros who's funding some things, the Hillary Clintons. They're just names. At this particular point in time, you're not going to have a Democratic Party. As far as I'm concerned, the Republican Party is gone. The party that really is in power is called Trump. And he will appoint those people he needs in order to effect change. The notion of ideological parties at the time of the social media is antiquated. What's relevant now are little pieces of information that comes across at different times on the internet, social media. Most people are getting addicted to it. But in reality, the parties are really antiquated. You don't need a House of Representatives. You don't need a Senate. Those are just welfare victims. What you do need are the governors. And Abbott is important. DeSantis in Florida is exceedingly important because he can do whatever he wants and he can defy the principles of the federal government. The federal government is already breaking up in terms of a cyber nation. The two ends of the East and the West and the South are really non-functional anymore. The cities are empty. So what you have is a new era where a businessman is coming in. He will create peace in different areas of the world. Bahrain will be the next one in terms of a peace treaty, then Oman, and then Saudi Arabia. Then I predict he will have a treaty with Iran and China and North Korea. So what will happen is we expand and peacefully, externally, internally, we'll be imploding pretty much around the Democratic cities and the major cities that are controlled by Democrats. Why? It has to do with the fact that most of them are pretty ineffectual in terms of creating a business or running anything. Cuomo has never run a business. Cuomo's mother is a lovely person whom I know, but both sons are totally dysfunctional. They can talk. They create process, but nothing else. So when you're in the business of process, unlike you and I, where we have a product, you have a product, you have vitamins, you have a content, I have content. That's different from the people who are in the process business, which is politics. Politics will no longer supersede the ongoing relationships that we have in terms of moments of truth, what they will call the alternative truth, i.e. the Alex Jones or the Steve whatever his name is, Pachenik, and you will have a social media where...
And by the way, this is not wishful thinking. You got to come back again soon because you said all this on the show 18 years ago, and I thought you were being too big an optimistic. They've made themselves obsolete, and so everybody ran from the East to the West. They made the West the East. Now they're running to the middle to get away from themselves, and these systems are literally making themselves obsolete and then trying to bully all us into submission, but only destroying themselves faster. It's an incredible process.
Well, it was predictable, and that process really had the final punch, which was coronavirus. Was that incidental or coincidental? I don't have to get into it, but it was not.
But they inflict the biggest lockdowns on themselves to control us, only destroying themselves.
Correct, and that's what happened. We eventually went into self-destruction, which is the final moment of 9/11, where we self-destruct.
Cutting the nose off to spite the face. Amazing. Dr. Steve Pachenik, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex, and God bless.
God bless you. Yeah, big, powerful 9/11 interview. And that's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the Hodge brothers are on fire. They've always been on fire for years, but they're really in fuego now. We'll be talking to them in 60 seconds. I'm excited. Tell folks how to tune in right now. However you're watching and listening, please tune in. That's how we reach new people. That's how we override the censors. Stay with us. This is going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil-worshipping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy them. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the damn blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief.
Well, I've been loving these guys for years, but man, are they popular now, and are they exploding millions of views every day, despite the shadow banning. The Hodge Twins on YouTube, Conservative Twins, Instagram, Official Hodge Twins, on Twitter, Hodge Twins, and they're here with us live on this Friday edition to cover the waterfront. But I just learned this a few minutes ago, so I want to get their take on this. Trump nominated a second time for Nobel Prize, The Hill. I remember the Swedish parliament on Friday nominated Trump and the governments of Kosovo and Serbia for the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize over economic cooperation and trade talks. Now, they have the UAE deal with Israel. That's worthy of it. You got Trump pulling us out of Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq. That's worthy of it. I mean, so I want to just invite these gentlemen to give me their view on, does Trump deserve this nomination, and does Trump deserve the second nomination? And did Obama deserve his winning of the Peace Prize many, many years ago before he even got in office? So, gentlemen, thank you for spending time with us, and congratulations on your great success.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us. But, yeah, of course he deserves it. I mean, Trump's done an amazing job since he came into office, and they set the bar so low.
Yeah.
Not only did they nominate Obama, he won the prize?
Yeah, but after doing absolutely nothing. The deal he broke between the UAE, I mean, nobody saw that coming. Yeah. He's did an amazing job since he became president.
He's stopping the endless wars around the world.
Yeah.
Of course, he most definitely deserves that.
Yeah.
Well, Democrats and Republicans always say they want to be peacemakers. With Trump, it's ridiculous. North Korea, right. Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Serbia, and the Balkans, and then now all these other deals. This is getting crazy.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing when he broke that relationship with Kim Jong-un. I think I pronounced his name right.
Yeah.
And not
Rocket
only,
Man.
Yeah,
Rocket Man.
Started talking to him on Twitter, called him Rocket Man.
Yeah.
And then he goes over to the first U.S. president to ever do that.
Right.
I mean, this president, not only is a great leader, this man has balls, and he's not a politician. He's showing what a leader of the United States, of the free world, what a leader should do.
Yeah,
look
totally
at the things
agree.
He's did with the coronavirus, man. He locked this country down. He's did things that was unprecedented, and nobody's giving him any credit for it.
Yeah.
If he didn't do that, if Hillary was in office as our president, she wouldn't have did any of that.
Yeah. Well, that was my next question. That was my next question. In fact, cue up the clip where they call him a liar. He's in there with the press conference. He's the one that locked the U.S. down and blocked the flights from China when Pelosi was going around saying, don't do it, and so was Biden. And then they were telling Trump 4% are dying. He goes, well, hell, I better lock it down. Turned out it wasn't as deadly as they said. So because he's saying it's deadly 6 months ago when they were telling him that, and now he says it's not as bad, thank God. That's not lying. That's getting new information.
Yeah, and don't forget, they called him xenophobic when he locked down the country.
Yeah, and what was it Pelosi said?
come on down to Chinatown. She's down there hugging Chinamen and all that stuff.
Encouraging people to not social distance and to hug people just because they're Asian.
Yeah, because they claim Trump's xenophobic. I mean, looking back on that, it's just pure hypocrisy. I mean, I think he's done a phenomenal job. They're blaming everybody but China. Trump is making America great again, while China, they're making viruses great again.
And don't forget, when Trump did the State of the Union speech, he mentioned coronavirus, a.k.a. Chinese virus, and Pelosi ripped up his speech.
Yeah.
I mean, who really loves America and who hates America?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I don't see Americans buying that Trump's a racist or that Trump's behind the virus when there's no evidence. I see that backfiring. What are you guys seeing?
Well, there's a lot of idiots in this country. I mean, look back at this past election.
Yeah.
Hillary actually won the popular vote. How dumb is this country? There's a lot of fools out there, Alex.
Hey, Alex, thank God for the Electoral College.
No, I hear you. And now Hillary says they're going to challenge. She's the boss, the election, no matter what. Now we learn that Mattis had a coup plan against Trump. This is crazy.
Right, yeah. And they're trying to steal this election with the mail-in ballots. I say, hey, if y'all so confident with the mail-in ballots, go ahead and mail in your ballots. Us conservatives, Republicans, I'm going to show up and I'm going to make my vote personally.
Yeah, because I'm a patriot. I'm going to make sure my vote is counted.
Well, Trump made the point that, just as you just said, that I hope they're not voting twice. Well, now we know all over the country where they've been doing it, Democrats, it's mainly Democrats, because they don't care about the law. They're voting via mail and then going in and voting at the polling place.
Right. That could easily happen. I mean,
that's come out of all the special elections. Michigan, you name it, it's been happening.
Yeah, I mean, how can you keep track of, I mean, I can keep track of what my left and right hand doing, but you can't keep track of what's going on if you mail in a vote and then you're going in to vote.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to open up so much fraud in this next election. And if there's a lot of mail-in votes, I mean, the election's not going to be determined that night. It's going to take weeks and months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the plan. The Democrats admit by having 80 million mail-ins, it's going to gum it up. And they're just going to challenge it. And now the media is working with Zuckerberg and Facebook and Google to say they're not going to let us say we think Trump won. That is so dangerous.
I can see it coming. I mean, what they said about that kid Rittenhouse who just stepped the fence. Anybody talks about that, the video goes down. But you call him a mass murderer, it goes viral on Facebook. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's what Facebook said. They said last week, as you know, they said, we've determined he's a mass murderer, so did Twitter, so his lawyer can't speak for him. They're blocking his lawyer. So now even your lawyer doesn't have speech. That violates the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget, there's a video of Gavin Newsom out of California. He's got a video up on Facebook clearly stating that Trump called Mexicans and immigrants, what's the term he called?
Rapists
and murderers, when they know good and well that was a doctored video where they took it out of context and he was referring to MS-13 gang.
Yeah.
Nobody fact-checked that video. That video is still up with millions of views.
Guys, I could ask 1,000 questions, and I've got 1,000 questions. But what's front and center for you guys to win this election and save the country?
Man, I guess we cannot become complacent. Yeah. I mean, if you're physically fit, go out and vote. If you have any, like, pre-existing issues, you don't feel safe going out to vote, take precautions.
But this election is so important. These people are sitting back saying that, you know, it doesn't matter who's in office or. No, you got grown folks deciding on how you and your kids are going to live. Don't be a child. Make a decision. Make sure you show up and vote, especially if you.
Well, communism is a lot more dangerous than the coronavirus, and I agree. People better knock on doors, and they better get, because they know conservatives will tend to follow directives we're trying to work together. And they know liberals will violate rules. That's why they're doing the lockdown to keep us from voting. Don't just go vote. Bring everybody with you. Get them registered now. How many days left? Only a few days left in most areas to get registered.
Yeah. My whole entire family is registered. I'm ready.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
This is D-Day for me.
Yeah.
World War III.
Let me ask you both that question. What is Trump going to do if he gets reelected?
I think he's did an amazing job. I think he just continued to keep his pace, continue to beat Donald Trump and do what he's been doing for the past 4 years.
Keep putting America first. And I think if hopefully he does get reelected, I think then he's not going to have to worry about being reelected.
Right.
He's going to really show what a leader should be doing.
Like, no, I agree.
Stuff,
I mean,
these protests.
Yeah. He just has to be himself. That's why everybody gravitate towards him.
I hope he wins this one, but I'm already worrying about 4 years from now. I'm like, what happens when he's like 80 years old?
I mean, hopefully this is the foundation this conservatives on the right needs, and we'll just use it as a stepping stone.
Exactly. He takes over, we take over the Republican Party, and it's now an Americana 1776 Trump deal.
There you go. Yep. There you go. You just put chills on my spine there.
And we put the Hodge brothers both in the U.S. Senate.
There you go.
And then the presidency.
Hey, I'm ready for governor.
And then whichever one of you guys gets elected president later, the other guy can body double for him.
Yeah. I tell you what, if I ever ran for any kind of office, I'm telling you, all kinds of stuff is coming out. Yeah. I see what they did to Trump. Yeah. Can you imagine what they're going to do to my black ass?
Believe me, the stuff they said about me almost.
Alex, it's not true.
Yeah, none of it's true.
Nothing they said about me is true yet. Thank God they hadn't found out about the real stuff. The stuff they make up, man. They say I wear swastika shoes.
Right. I've been called a black Nazi.
Oh, these people are crazy. My God. Then I'll say something I really did on air that's like horrible. They just totally ignore it because they can't tell the truth even when it serves them. We'll be right back with the Hodge Twins. You're awesome. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, the level of brainwashing and censorship going on by big tech has gotten crazier. They censor the president. They censor everybody. They've, I know, been censoring the Hodge twins some. But they even have stories out there where if you talk about the L.A. public health director caught on tape saying they're going to only unlock things after the election, and then James Woods tweets a picture of her saying, why the hell does she look like she's dying? They go, it's a fake photo. We're not being mean. Why do all these health directors look like they're dying? So the Associated Press put an article out saying it's a fake photo that she looks like Marilyn Monroe. But then that's a real photo of her. So now we can't even say, why do these health directors look like they've been smoking boatloads of crack or drinking Drano or something? I mean, that level of us not even being able to objectively say that, to me, is just crazy. What do you guys think of that?
Definitely something. Hey.
Yeah, she needs
a... Like her coronavirus.
Absolutely, guys. We got the Hodge twins with us. One of you guys, I think your mics might be still muted. But speaking of gaslighting people, telling people that we can't believe our eyes, Nadler says that there is no such thing as Antifa burning down these cities and shooting everybody and doing this. So I wanted to ask what you thought of him. Here he is.
It is true. There's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth that's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sure, like, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. There's throwing
gentlemen,
fireworks.
So, gentlemen, that they're saying law. Things like that. What do you make of that?
I mean, why would anybody listen to a guy that pulls his pants right up on his nipples and he walks like that?
Oh, his. And he's, I mean, had to be.
All right, listen, guys, you guys are great, but the Hodge twin in blue, because I get twins mixed up, I think your mic is muted. It's not coming through. So slap it a couple times, just like when my mic doesn't work.
Right.
Is it working now?
You hear me now?
Yes, sir. Sorry, start again. That actually just piqued my interest. Tell me.
Yeah, I'm thinking anybody that pulls his pants up around his nipples that high, you can't listen to him about anything. He loses all credibility. Yeah, and to say that Antifa or these riots is false, I mean, everybody has two eyes. Even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see that. Yeah, I mean, I've said this many times. Anybody that's on the left, they're not very bright, because if you look at both sides, you wouldn't be on the left.
Yeah.
It's like, it's got, these people are like brain dead to believe that Antifa does not exist. Yeah, or these riots are not happening. I mean, you have to be mentally, intellectually weak not to be able to think for yourself and take this man for his word. Yeah, and that's the constituents on the left. They are intellectually weak. They're sheep. They just go by whatever the TV tells them to do. Yeah. And that's why they have these people, because mainstream media is all over every channel. They have the upper hand. And these people fall prey to them. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, and you're not a sponsor. I'm saying this and I believe it. I'm going to get a blue shirt and a red shirt and one of those hats, because they look great. Yeah. I love what you're doing. How do I get one of these awesome Hodge Twin shirts or hats?
Our website is officialhodgetwins.com. We've been throwing a sale, Alex. You get 20% off. Just use discount code Chinese virus.
Are you serious?
It comes from China. Yeah, yeah. We call it Chinese because it comes from China.
Exactly.
We make the t-shirts great again.
Well, let me throw this in there. If you read back the Clinton Foundation, not the new foundation, their original foundation that became the library, WorldNet Daily sued and got documents that said in there back in like 1993 when they got elected, they said, we can't let conservatives ever have merchandise or books or films or their own culture because it's more popular. We've got to bankrupt anybody tries to fund themselves. And so that's why you guys being successful and you guys making great stuff and you guys getting bigger is all of us getting bigger. So I just love what you're doing. How do folks find everything you're doing?
Oh, they can... follow us on Facebook at The Harsh Twins, Instagram, Official Harsh Twins, Twitter, Harsh Twins, and on YouTube, Conservative Twins.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have been blowing up for a while, but your growth rate right now, you'll be bigger than Joe Rogan in 6 months.
Yeah, I wish Joe Rogan let me come on his show.
Well, he lives down the street now, but I'm not going to have to go talk to him. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, he moved to Texas. He got the hell out of that damn California. He got the hell out of there. He probably started adding up how much taxes he's paying every month to his state. Said, you know what? This is not freedom. I'm going to Texas.
Took him long enough.
Yeah, he should have you guys on.
Yeah.
Well, I just love having you here. Now, I could ask a lot of questions, but let me get into this. I'm sure you saw Caitlin Bennett at Central Florida University in Orlando, just like Rittenhouse is being chased down, but they chased her down and began to attack her bodyguards. I mean, this is getting scary.
Yeah, it's just people on the left, man, it's came to a point that they don't want to debate. They don't have a discussion. Yeah. It's either my way or the highway. And that's pretty sad because we both need people on the left and the right. I mean, we're never going to agree on everything, but at this point in time in society, nobody wants to listen on the left or take any criticism.
Hey, Alex, you know what's crazy? The Democrats, back in the 50s and 60s, you know, the segregation, the Jim Crow laws, attacking people.
Yeah.
It's crazy as hell now that they're doing it in 2020 against this conservative.
Yeah, or anybody thinks different from him. They're doing the exact same tactic.
It's the exact same thing. Like, I've seen Black Lives Matter, and there's white people walking with them. Right. In unison, supporting Black Lives Matter. Yeah. And then these black people go up to, like, elderly white people just sitting, eating at a restaurant, attacking them, eating their food off the plate. This is what happened. That's why Martin Luther King was so important. And now here we are in 2020.
Yeah.
Democrats are doing the exact same thing.
And it still amazes me that they're pushing this. I mean, anybody with two eyes and a brain, you should be able to look up for yourself on Google and clearly see that the statistics do not support police officers hunting down black men like animals.
You're more likely that a white police officer is way more likely to die to a black dude.
Yeah. And almost 18 to 1. But statistically speaking, black men are being hunted down by black men, and they refuse to acknowledge that fact.
Yeah.
So where does it go? Where does it end? What happens if Trump
loses?
I agree. God forbid. What happens if Trump loses?
All of us just going to have to remain strong and keep spreading our voice and keep fighting. That's all we can do. I'm definitely not going to give up like a liberal. Just keep fighting, Alex.
Just keep fighting.
We're going to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. All us patriots, you're just going to fight together.
And you know what, Alex? Sometimes you got to take two steps back before you can take two steps forward. If that should happen, I'm not going to stop putting out.
I totally agree. In a sick way, I don't want Trump to lose, but if they did, it'll be so bad on the left. That'll be. It'll definitely be over if we survive.
Yeah. I mean, we're facing Facebook censorship. Our Facebook page is facing being unpublished because they say what we're saying is hate speech. Hate speech is, it's crazy. Just because you hate hearing it doesn't make it hate speech.
Yes.
Well, I watch you guys every day, and so does my son, and you guys are very well-spoken and very friendly and very jovial and very positive, but that's why they don't like you, because the truth is it's not hate. It's popular, and it's true. They don't like what's true. They don't like what's popular, because they're selling global tyranny. The Hodge Twins are our guests. I want to come back and play some clips for them and get their take on what they think Trump ought to do. Because Trump does listen to them, I can tell you. Trump listens to us. He listens to all of us. What do we want to see Trump do next with 52 days out to really get on the offense and ensure this win? Because this race is close because of election fraud. We'll be right back with the Hodge Twins. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Censored by Facebook or platforms, election meddling. Gentlemen, I got 100 questions and then 100 more. But with all that's going on in the world, you hit on something. I know you don't take pleasure in it, and neither do I. The liberals I used to know were anti-offensive war. Well, Trump's getting us out of all these wars. The liberals I used to know wanted to empower the average people. Well, Trump's trying to do that. The new liberal is not the liberal I knew 30 years ago, 20 years ago. They're like a crazed demon that's super stupid. So you were making that point about how weird they are. What do you think happened to America, or what happened to these people?
They're leftists now, but you know what shifted everything was when politicians and the mainstream media got on TV and called our president a white supremacist.
Yeah.
That the red hat was the new KKK hood. That's very powerful for somebody to see and
That's
hear.
Right. That's
because
it.
When they see people on the news, they say this person is somebody of power. I should listen to him. He's on TV. He's in a suit. So they take their word for it. And they don't realize that they're being lied to.
Yeah.
That's why the liberal is no longer liberal. They're leftist. And how irresponsible for another politician, a member of our government, that's supposed to be working in tandem as a team.
Yeah.
How can yet person, after the oath they've taken, stand there on TV and call a man a racist when he's your boss, when y'all should be working together, when you have absolutely no proof that this man is a racist, and say those things on TV, and they say Trump is the bad guy. He's the provocateur. Yeah. This man's been in the public eye for decades, and you can't find anything on his
He bought up all the golf courses that, hard to believe, didn't allow black people and Jews on them, and he opened it up. He did the opposite.
Yeah, right. He's got warrants from Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton for helping black folks. But overnight, he's running for president. Now he's a white supremacist. Not only that, he's a Nazi.
But I asked that question because I really didn't know the answer, and you guys just spelled it out. It's the leadership. Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Michael Moore, Bill Clinton, all of them, Obama, saying Trump is a white supremacist. Well, people then believe the authority figure and believe this is a Nazi. So she says, if you see him, go after him. Well, now that's what's happening. And so you're right. It's the leadership of the Democrats that are commanding this and doing it all.
Yeah, Maxine Waters, she said it herself. Get in her face. They come to your restaurant, throw them out. Let them know you know they're there. I mean, this all started from the left.
Yeah.
But every day when you turn on mainstream media, everything's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
Everything. The coronavirus, the Chinese virus,
the riots, the rates rising in murders in our inner cities, and all the crime that's being committed.
It's Trump's fault when everybody that's committing those crimes are progressives and liberals. They live in these liberal shitholes. A little under 4 years, the things he's accomplished.
Yeah.
You have been voting for these Democrats for years, and nothing in your life has changed.
Yeah.
But it's one man's fault who's been in office a little under 4 years. It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing for me. I don't even like defending somebody as much as I defend Trump. It feels weird, but he just keeps telling the truth. I know the facts. The guy's super truthful. He's got incredible energy. And they keep lying about him, so I find myself just totally rooting for him and really freaked out. And I saw him almost start crying yesterday in Michigan when everybody was saying, we love you, you know, he needs that support. Could you imagine being 74 and surrounded by all these people and what this is like? I mean, my God, we need to pray for President Trump.
Mean, to be under attack every day on TV, Twitter, he's traveling all over the world to keep this movement going.
And the snakes inside the White House that are backstabbing?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy what this man's going through, and he's still standing tall for us all.
And he's going to his rallies, and the man is so sharp. And then you look at Joe Biden. It's like night and day.
It's amazing how Joe Biden has the support he does.
Well, that's my next question. What were they thinking with Joe Biden? I mean, he is degenerating quickly.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. They ain't thinking. I mean, it's like the liberals lost their mind. It's just they think the only way they can beat Trump is Joe Biden, which is pretty sad.
Yeah, now, let me use this analogy. It's like putting Mike Tyson in 1988 in the ring with a guy in a wheelchair. I mean, this is like mentally Trump's like Mike Tyson in his prime, and Biden's like an 80-year-old man doesn't even know what planet he's on.
Yeah, that's putting it nice, Alex.
Yeah.
And he chooses his VP as somebody nobody likes. Not even black people like her.
Yeah.
Look, I was about to say, she pulled the lowest with black people. Why the hell they did?
The modern liberal Alex does not think. Yeah, they only picked her because she's supposedly black. She's not black. She's Indian, but she is not black. She bought as black as Sean King, Alex.
I was going to ask that. What is up with Sean King and Denzel, all these weirdos that obviously have not black, and they say they are, and it comes out that they're not, and they go, well, I identify as that. I guess it's like men identifying as women or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? And Trevor Noah brought that up on his podcast. He said it's okay for a child to pick his gender.
Yeah.
But it's not okay for somebody to pick their race.
Yeah. A grown adult identifying as another race, that's a lie. But a child at 6, 7 years old can pick their own gender. That's not a lie. I mean, everybody in Hollywood, celebrities, football players, they do not think. And the only reason why these people are on your TV is because it's some leftist there pushing their agenda.
Yeah. You can't pick your gender. You can't pick your race.
Yeah.
If you can pick your gender, I would say you could pick your race if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you can't pick your gender and you can't pick your race.
And I'm like thinking, Alex, who is making these rules? Some satanic worshiping leftist in Hollywood, some elite is making all these stupid, ridiculous rules. Makes absolutely no sense.
No, I totally agree. But you look at Sean King. I mean, he is fake, man. I mean, and Trevor Noah grew his hair out like he's locked in his house during the lockdown. Yeah. If he had now, I mean, this is, and so did Colbert. I mean, it's just all fake.
Yeah, it's fake. But what's crazy is, Alex, their fans, they don't see it.
Yeah.
It's like right there in the face, they don't even see it. It's like, I'm telling you, the voter that votes left now, they're capable of thinking for themselves. They just follow whatever the TV tells them.
That's why a majority of people that are conservative and Republicans, they're business owners, they're leaders,
they're capitalists.
They think for themselves. They're entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that's
people on the left, they think that this society is oppressing them, that they're...
Well, if you're running your own business, you better know how stuff actually works, or you're not going to be in business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Kamala Harris is so out of touch. That's why most of these Democrats are so out of touch. They can't function in real day-to-day society.
Yeah.
They don't know how to run their own business.
They wouldn't be able to. They just know how to lie and spew lies and make money off taxpayers' back.
That's everybody should know, especially an entrepreneur or business owner, you cannot invest millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands or billions of dollars and be able to share that equally 50-50. Businesses do not work like that.
Yeah.
Socialism does not
work. Well, sure, they'll talk about some billionaires' wealth. That's always in the business and all the infrastructure. All the real billionaires, think like Elon Musk, he barely has any real cash. It's the value of his stock. If he tried to cash out 5%, he'd go bankrupt.
Yeah, right. Yeah, his business is inflated.
Yeah, people don't know that, because like one time they said, Jones's business was valued in court case by $80 million. I have people going, you got $80 million? I go, I don't have $2 million. They value it at that. It doesn't mean it actually has that value.
Right. You have to liquidate. Man, some of these people just...
They spread lies. Just like they said, Amazon doesn't pay any taxes. Come on now. They don't pay no taxes.
Yeah. And people believe that. But people believe it because they don't know how to think for themselves. They just take them for the word.
Well, guys, I want to come back and get in the final segment. I said this and I diverted you. Sorry. What do you think Trump should do? Because he listens to you guys. And I know we put pressure on the last 6 months to get more hardcore. He did. He went up in the polls, even though we know those polls are fake. The point is, what do you guys think President Trump should do? The Hodge Twins are here. Conservative Twins on YouTube, Instagram, official Hodge Twins on Twitter. Hodge Twins, you want to follow them? You want to support them? And I know I'm getting one of those T-shirts. Those are good looking. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Victims. They're not laying down. And I see the left so into being victims, so hateful. I feel sorry for them, except they're so incredibly dangerous. So I watch your show all the time. I watch it. It's in my feed. I watch you guys almost every day. And I know my son's a big fan, a lot of the crew are fans. But you're really polite on the show. You've done a great job. But you guys get going yourselves on your own show. So spend the next 5 minutes or so with what you think Trump ought to do, anything else you want to say. You guys got the floor.
Well, thank you. I think he should just stay the course. Yeah. I mean, he's showing effective leadership. I know the mainstream media is turning him down every day. People on Twitter is turning him down. I mean, he's doing a great job. So he should just stay the course and just focus on this election, getting reelected. Mm-hmm. Once he gets reelected, I think we're going to all see the real Trump come out. Mm-hmm. I think all these riots that's been going on in Portland all across America, BLM, and he's offered assistance to get these cities, you know, get these riots calmed down, get everybody safe. Right. And they said if he sends in the National Guard, he's inciting riots. I'm like, there's already riots. They're already burning down buildings. People's already been killed. Trump's inciting riots.
Yeah.
I think once he gets reelected, he'll be able to put his foot down and take this country in the direction that he's already got it going in.
Yeah, but by no mistake, by the imagination, Alex, this country is at a civil war. Nobody's saying it. You have these people on the left that are tearing down monuments, burning down people's businesses, both white and black, killing both black and white people.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing anything. And I think it's because the election's coming up. I mean, I think Trump doesn't want to, you know, actually, you know, do anything that could jeopardize him getting elected. Because I think this election is very, very important. But I do think once he's reelected, he needs to put his foot on the gas and get restore law and order in our inner cities in these liberal ran neighborhoods.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, I think he's did a great job. I mean, nobody's perfect, but how he's handled the coronavirus and how he handles his State of the Union speeches, his rallies.
Yeah.
I mean, the man has did a great job under the circumstances. I mean, put anybody else in his shoes. You think anybody else could have accomplished the things Trump has done?
Yeah. It's like the whole time he's been in office, they've been attacking him.
Yeah.
I mean, with the impeachment.
Right.
I mean, every week, every month, there's a new attack on him.
Yeah.
On Twitter, he's trending. Trump's hypocrisy. Trump's Nazi party. Trump lies, people die. I'm like, it's ridiculous.
And it's, I find it very weird how you can blame one man for a virus that originated in another country.
Yeah.
People forget that. That's a virus. Trump can't stop a virus.
Yeah, people always say he is because of him so many people died.
Yeah.
First of all, only 6% of the people that died from that virus, sole cause was the virus.
Right.
That's right.
70% of the deaths are people over the age of 60.
Right.
I mean, people like to point out how many people have died. What would you have done as a politician or a citizen? What would you have done different?
I never knew the most balanced job he could. And since you mentioned that, former CIA officer, violence will explode if Trump wins. But he says it'll lead, I agree, be even bigger if Biden wins, because the left will try to see the country as weak and try to totally take over, seeing Biden and Kamala Harris as weak. I mean, that, imagine if Trump loses, what they're going to do. I think the left will go even more crazy.
Yeah. Man,
because the mayor of Portland, the mayor of Seattle support him, and then they come try to burn down their house. I mean, that's crazy.
That's the snake eating itself, Alex. They want to support. They want to call these people peaceful protesters. It's not peaceful when they show up at your house. It happened in Chicago.
Yeah,
the Chicago mayor
Lightfoot said I deserve security. She said I get security, but you don't. Yeah,
yeah, I get to have gun protection. You don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said, the hypocrisy from the left, if you just sit and listen to both sides, I don't see how anybody could be on the left, but they just go by what they hear.
No, yeah, I agree. I think they're not self-aware because they didn't run their own business. When you run your own business, you're paying all the payroll, taxes, getting the lawn cut, doing the regulations, the electricity, something breaks, you got to get lunch, you got to pay the taxes, you got to get the product in, you got to kiss some people's ass. And these politicians, she's like, well, I'm important, Lightfoot said. I get a haircut. You don't. She goes, I get bodyguards. You don't. It's like in Minnesota, what's the main city there? It's not St. Paul. It's Minneapolis.
Yeah.
The mayor fires the police, but goes, but I get private security $100,000 a day because I'm important. They say, well, you don't get security in your house with a revolver, but he gets it. I mean, it's like you couldn't write more hypocritical statements.
Yeah, Lightfoot, when she went and got her hair done, she said, I need to get my hair done. I'm looking, I'm like, you got your hair done? You look a mess.
It's like you Admiral Akbar.
Yeah. And Nancy Pelosi, man, they those poor barbers and salon owners, they've been shut down for so long, and she has the audacity to go get her hair done while these people can't even support their families because of her.
But that's what I'm saying, is they're not even aware of them. Why are they not self-aware?
Intellectually weak, Alex.
They don't know how to hold themselves accountable. They're not used to thinking for themselves. If you're being told what to do, if you're under the impression that you, if the person that you elect is your mother and your father, and you just supposed to respect and do whatever they say, you can't think for yourself. You're going to go through your life behaving like a small child.
Yeah, and the left, the politicians just lie, and the hypocrisy.
Yeah,
hypocrisy is so much. They can't even remember what they said the week before. So they're so deep
in their own lives. Exactly. They contradict. You just said it. They contradict and they act like a small child their whole life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing about Trump, man, what I really love about him, he does not point the finger at anybody until he wants to make a comparison what he's done compared to other administrations. You look at everybody on the left, it's always your fault. But when Trump explains things, he will only point the finger when he wants to make a comparison what I've done and what the previous administration. He used it to give constructive criticism.
Well, that's it. 200 years of Democrat rule, how did that help black folks? And then meanwhile, 3 years of Trump rule, how did it help? I mean, people can see the proof right there.
Yeah, Biden's been in a politician, what, 40, 50 years? Yeah. And now all of a sudden he's going to help black people. Now all of a sudden he's going to do prison reform. All of a sudden now he's going to do policing reform. You had 40 years to do this. You had a black man as your president, and you didn't do anything.
We don't need police reform. People should learn how to act around police.
Well, I agree, but remember how Obama wouldn't even visit black neighborhoods? Why was that? And then Trump does. Yeah.
Because he know it's not safe.
I ain't going over to them black people.
Trump got balls now.
Yeah,
Trump. Look what Trump did. He went to see Kim Jong Un, Rocket Man. No president's ever done that.
Yeah.
President Trump is a real leader.
Yeah,
point blank.
Yeah, I know the Secret Service, and so they say Trump will go into not be scared of black folks, but a big black church or anywhere. He says don't harass people. Don't even really check everybody. Trump just goes in there, which makes me worry about him. Actually, what happens? God forbid if somebody kills him, though, then you know about a real civil war.
Nah, they don't want that.
It's impossible to kill a president these days.
Hopefully, as long as he's
not rolling around in a convertible during a parade, he should be fine.
Don't pull a JFK. Hey, I'm right here.
Hey, you guys are kicking ass. We love you. We appreciate you. Hodge Twins, thank you for all you're doing. Everybody should visit you.
Thank you.
They should visit your site and bookmark it in case you get censored off big platforms. And we love what you're doing. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Man, those are our brothers in the fight to restore the Republic. We love them, the Hodge Twins. They're not scared to come on here, which shows they're even more Americana than we can imagine. All right, I'm going to do a few segments, and then the next guest host is taking over, but I got some other news I need to hit. And I also need to pay some bills, and their T-shirts are awesome. I'm not lying. I'm actually jealous. We've got our new ones in, though, ladies and gentlemen. A listener sent me this design. I put it out, and it is. I got a bunch of new designs. Just came in. I'm just showing you we actually have these in stock. Look at this baby right here. Arrest Fauci and Gates. And it's like Dago blue with a yellow. And it says mask-free zone on the back. We've got that. And we've got this new shirt as well. People like something on the back of a shirt. This has got it on the back of the shirt. And it's got Don't Tread on Me on the back. An InfoWars shield on the front. And then we've got all these other new shirts that have come in as well. The Don't Tread on Me front and back with the navy blue. But let me tell you what I'm really proud of. And they're coming in Monday. They've been printed right here in Texas. And that is Joe Biden for nursing home. And obviously, once he loses, we're not going to sell anymore. It's $17.76 plus free shipping. All apparel is $17.76 plus free shipping. We had the famous Hillary for prison shirt. Everybody imitated. That's great. Well, this is the Biden for nursing home shirt. The shirts come in Monday. They'll be shipped out to you. And then that's it, because we're only going to do a limited run of these. We're not going to sell you after the election, obviously. Especially if Biden wins, I think I'm going to go jump off a cliff. That's hypothetical, folks. I'm joking. I'm not going to jump off any cliffs. I will never commit suicide. All right, fourth hour straight ahead. I'll finish up, and then Nick back there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.